Reformed Church.
John 17:24. He says, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. So, but it's just been kind of over and over again in my mind. Lord, you wanted us, you want us to be where you are, right? He wanted us to be where he is so that we could behold his glory, right? And it's just, there's just, you know, when the Lord wants to show you something, it's just so funny how just one phrase, one verse, one thing that he's saying just keeps over and over again in your mind. So what I'm going to share with you tonight briefly here is going to be based on that. But what we really want to do is start in John chapter 14. So if we can go to John chapter 14 and in verse number 15. John 14, 15. And let me just get over there, over here. Yeah, John 14 and verse number 15. And he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So what you're going to see in John chapter 14 over and over again is he's going to be talking about how if we love him, how we demonstrate our love to God, right? Which we know, obviously, is our obedience and all of that. But John 14 really, there's so much discussion in John 14. There's so much teaching about our love for God and then his love for us, right? And so it starts off in John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, he's saying, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. What he's saying there, obviously, and we know this, if you love me, you would hear what I say and you would believe me. You would have faith in me, right? If you love me, you would believe me. In verse number 16, he says, and I will pray the Father. So if you hear what I say and you believe me, right, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. So there's something that's going on here, right, that when you hear the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ, and you believe and you continue to grow in that until you're established in faith, right? So now you have a full assurance of faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, what he's done for you. It says that the Spirit of God then comes to dwell in you, right? So it's very interesting that in John chapter 14, and I think also again in John 17, the Holy Spirit is also called the love of God. So obviously, the Lord loved us so much that he sent his son, right, to be the sacrifice for our sin, right, that our sin would be condemned in his flesh. But what you also see is that manifestation of the love of God, right, that's definitely the manifestation of the love of God. And the Lord continues to love you, right, by putting his Spirit in you and coming into you, right, coming into you and then to continue to show himself to you so that you would know him more, right? So that is God loving you. In other words, that he says that if you believe me or if you love me, I will put my love on the inside of you, basically is what he's saying, right? In verse 15, he says, if you love me and you keep my commandments, if you believe me, if you have faith in Jesus, I will pray the Father. He'll give you another helper. So he'll give you his Spirit so that he can be with you forever. But what he's really saying is, if you love me, And I'll show you this clearly, he says, if you love me, I will come in and me and my Father will come live in you, right? If you love me, right, we will love you. And the way, right, and what he says is because my Father will love you, and what he's saying in that is we're going to come live in you, right? We're going to come live in you. Verse number 17 says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us, right, the reason why God wants to come live in us is because he's saying, because you have loved me, I will come live in you. And he says, I'm putting the Spirit of truth in you, which all that he's saying with that is, I'm going to reveal myself to you. I am the truth, right? Right, he is the truth, and he'll put his Spirit in us so that he can always reveal himself, show himself, manifest himself, right? and we can know him, right? We can know him. So if you love me, I'm going to love you, and I'm going to come live in you, and I'm going to reveal myself to you, right? Something that, you know, there was a discussion that I was having with Pastor Mike the other day, and there was one thing that he said that has kind of been lingering with this thought in my mind, and I think it's very applicable here, which is that, you know, when the Lord, if you ever have thoughts about something, and you're thinking about something and you're not sure about something, or you have doubts about something or other, you know, when the Lord says something to you, let's say, for instance, let's say you feel, you know what, I hear people always talking about like how you can know the Lord and how you can hear from God. But, you know, especially people when they're starting off with the Lord, they may say, yeah, but I don't know, I'm not really convinced that I'm hearing from God or that I can hear from God, right? But the cool thing about this is that when you know that the Lord puts his spirit on the inside of you and he desires to love you, right, and part of his love for you is to reveal himself to you so that you'll know him, that's not something that happens to some people. He's saying, I'm going to come live in you. I'm going to put the spirit of truth in you so that you can know the truth, so that you can know me, right? So that you can know me and you can understand who I am. And if you understand who I am, you're going to know who my Father is also, and you'll know who you are. So that is just part of us believing, right? In other words, the only way that you can hear from God is if you believe when Jesus said that he will reveal himself to you. So you have to know, when the Lord says, I'm going to reveal myself to you because you have loved me, the question is just, okay, well, do you have faith in the Lord, right? Have you loved him? Well, yes, Pastor, of course, yeah, I love him. And because, you know, I'm saved and I know Jesus Christ, right? Okay, so then because you have that, then there's an assured promise to you, which is that he said, I'll reveal myself to you. And the way that you got saved was by him revealing himself to you. So he's already done it, right? He's already done it. So there's no question of whether do Christians hear from God. Well, you wouldn't be a Christian if you didn't, right? So you've heard from God before, and you will hear from him again, right? You will, and you do. It's just the fact is, when you allow doubt to come in there and get mixed up where you think, and sometimes some people do substitute hearing from God to just reading their Bible, and they think the only way you can hear from God is by reading your Bible. So that does limit you sometimes. It doesn't mean that while you're doing that, you can't hear from God also from time to time. But it's just an understanding. It's not about, you know, whether you're reading your Bible or not. It's just a truth about the fact that you can hear from God because you have loved him and he lives in you, and you have been given his spirit with one of the express purposes. One of them, it's not the only one, but one of the express purposes is for him to be able to reveal himself to you, right? Verse number 17, the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor know him, right? The world that doesn't have the spirit of God cannot know him, right? Because even though he would reveal himself to the world, if they don't believe, he can't. Reveal himself to them so that they can know him, right? Because they're not believing. But he says, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So again, he brings the attention, I'll be in you, with the express purpose that you will know me. And he continues on with that. Verse 18 says, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. So he's making it very clear who it is that's coming to live in. It's not just a spirit that's sort of disconnected and it's somebody else apart from me. He's saying, no, I am the one that's going to come live in you, right? I'm going to give you the spirit of truth, but I'm the one that is, you know, it's my spirit that's coming to live in you, right? It's my spirit that's coming in to live in you. Verse 19, a little while longer, and the world will see me no more. So the world will not know him, right? They won't see him no more, but you will see me, right? You'll know me. Right? You'll see me. So I won't be here, right? I'll be seated at the right hand of the Father, but I'm going to put my spirit in you so you'll be able to see me. So can a Christian, right, when you're saved and Jesus has revealed himself to you and you know him, should you expect to hear, to know the Lord and have him revealed to you often, right? As often as you seek the Lord. Yes, you should, right? And he's saying, because the only ones that can know him is us, right? The ones that have the spirit of God in us, we're the only ones that can know him. We're the only ones that can see him, right? So let's wrap this up real quick. He says in verse number 21, He says, he who has my commandments and keeps them, right? Those that have faith in me. It is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, right? And here's what you expect to hear, right? If he's saying, if you love me, I will love you, and you'll be loved by my Father. And then he's going to say how the Father's going to love him also. And I will love him and manifest myself to him, right? So you see clearly that he's saying, because you love me, I will love you. I will come to live in you, and I will manifest myself to you. I will reveal myself to him. And then he asked, you know, how will you reveal yourself to us in verse 22 and not to the world? And he clarifies in verse 23 again, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come. Again, he says the same thing again. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Again, he mentions the same thing. We're going to come and live in you, and we're going to, like, this is what we're actively doing in you, revealing ourselves to you. How are we both being revealed to you? Because if you know the Son, you know the Father, right? If you know the Son, you know the Father. We have to wrap up right now, but let's jump over to John 17 again. John 17, and look real quick at verse number 22. Jesus is saying in John 17, 22, and the glory which you have given me, I have given them. That is his Spirit, right? The glory of God. The glory which you have given me, I have given them. The Spirit that you have given me is the Spirit that I have given them, that they may be one just like we are one. I in them and you and me, that they may be made perfect in that one Spirit, right? And that the world may know that you have sent me. And look what he says, and have loved them as you have loved me. See, the part of the way Christ has been loved by the Father is that they always shared the same glory, the same Spirit, right? Right. So and you see that, and he reemphasizes that again, that is what he's talking about, that the love that he's talking about is the Spirit that they both have shared, right? So Jesus desired to return to that glory that they once shared before the foundation of the world. He was talking about the Spirit that they had together, right? They shared the same mind, they shared the same Spirit, right? He says, verse number 24, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. So that doesn't that make more sense now? That they would be with me where I am. How are we with him where he is? Because we have the same Spirit, right? Therefore, he is in us, and we are in him. Therefore, we're with him. And why does he say that they may be able to behold my glory? Because we are the ones that can know him by the Spirit of truth that's been put in us. And we can see. So we can see, we can behold the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. How can you do that? Because he's constantly revealing himself to us. If we believe that, right? You have to believe that the Lord will reveal himself to you constantly, right? As you seek the Lord and you want to know him, he'll reveal himself to you. And that's why he says, right, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me for, listen to what he says, for you loved me. The glory that you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world, right? That so he's saying that the love that he's talking about here, that the Father has loved them before the foundation of the world, part of the emphasis that he's making, I don't know that it's the only thing of the only reason why Jesus is loved by the Father, right? But it is, we have the love of God because he is in us, right? But we also have the manifestation of the love of God on the cross. So this is one of the you can kind of say the way the Father has loved us and loved him is because he has his Spirit. He says, O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. I have declared to them your name, that's verse 26, and will declare it. I have, in other words, I have revealed you to them, and I will do it again, right? Which obviously he does. We have the Spirit. And he ends there, that the love with which you have loved me, that the love with which you have loved me, which is the Spirit that he's talking about, may be in them and I in them, right? Again, he says it again. So it's just a really cool reminder, right? Really cool reminder that that we have the Spirit of truth. We have him in us, and that us loving God is him, is us believing, right? Faith in Jesus is knowing him. And that the cool thing is that because we have the love of God, quote unquote, because we have the Spirit of God, to know that, you know, for certain, he will reveal himself and continue to reveal himself, right? So that you can know him, right? No one else can see the Lord and know him but us, right? And that's a definite truth. So
we hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.